We start with the growing international crisis over the disappearance of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who the Turkish authorities say was killed by Saudi Arabia. This is denied by the Saudi Arabian authorities, but they're coming under pressure to explain where Mr. Khashoggi is. The US president has dispatched his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to the kingdom to get answers.
And in the last few hours, several US media outlets are reporting that Saudi Arabia is considering admitting that Mr. Khashoggi died during an interrogation that went wrong. This has not been confirmed by the kingdom. So, what to make of this latest twist? Kanta Ahmed is the British-American doctor who once lived in Saudi Arabia and wrote a book about her experiences there. She's also a regular media commentator. I started by asking her what she made of the reports suggesting that Saudi Arabia might be about to confess to some sort of role in Mr. Khashoggi's disappearance or death.
Our president here in the United States was interviewed, I think, getting on Air Force One and had just spoken to King Salman, who, after that conversation, the president told our media that King Salman didn't know anything about it and there may have been some rogue actors. So what is going to happen is that they will announce the journalist is killed, and they are going to scapegoat the supposed interrogation team that may have been a kill team for this crime. And of course, for Saudis, and having lived in Saudi Arabia, who operate under Sharia law, that could only mean the death penalty. And by this way, Saudi Arabia will save face. They will not admit to an assassination. We haven't been provided the definitive information by the Turkish government of exactly the end of the journalist's life. So to be fair, we don't really know if Saudi Arabia did indeed have this journalist killed. But if they had planned to assassinate him, they're going to claim that it is an accident. If they hadn't planned to assassinate him, then this is exactly the response. And this response allows actually the United States and Saudi Arabia to step back on what has been a mounting foreign policy crisis.
Well, you say that, but what strikes me is, if this is the case, if Saudi Arabia does say, look, he ended up dead, but we didn't intend to do so, it would still have been an incident that would apparently have taken place within the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, within a Saudi official space.
I agree with you, and I agree with the fact that that has triggered enormous outrage in the United States, the death of a U.S. resident and a Saudi citizen on the foreign soil, even though inside the embassy is officially Saudi soil. So, yes. And I have been struck by the astonishing outrage to the death of this journalist, even greater than when we had the death of Daniel Pearl here in Pakistan. Remember, there was a big relationship with Pakistan and the United States. And it did not trigger calls for the end of billions of dollars in aid. And also the deaths of the journalists under ISIS, who, as you know, the United States does not negotiate for the release. And even the death of Marie Colvin, the British war correspondent. None of these deaths, all three of which were murders, have triggered the same response.
Why, and do now, you think? What's the difference this time?
I think the difference is that there has been, since 9/11, undeniable tension between the United States and between Saudi Arabia. Most of the hijackers were Saudi. Those tensions are also based on increasing distrust between the United States and Saudi Arabia that came to a crescendo in the last administration when the United States pursued a rapprochement with Iran at the expense of the Sunni powers, and President Trump is trying to mend that. And that we in America, American public opinion towards Saudi Arabia is generally very negative. And on the other side, the Saudis are increasingly suspicious of the Americans. The Saudis are disappointed that we did not support them in pursuing the removal of Bashar al-Assad. So there is growing tension in this very aged relationship. Now, I also see what is missing in American media commentary, because there is an outrage. And as a journalist myself, I'm horrified that a journalist could be murdered accidentally or intentionally. It is definitely horrific. But nobody has said what the United States has done. We have executed foreign individuals in other countries. We have executed that without the permission of sovereignties where we did it. Number one example is bin Laden. I do believe he deserved to die, definitely. But we did that without the permission of Pakistan on foreign soil with a covert operation. So we have missed the fact that the United States also conducts extrajudicial murders, which are well documented, but that is not said. There has been no mention made in all of the very elite American media, which is now mourning Khashoggi and missing their colleague, whom, of course, they did care about and did love deeply. Many of them had good relationships. But not one of them said, do you know what? We aggrandized Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. We made him larger than life. We wrote sycophantic articles about him for 18 months without any criticism. But I feel partly American media is complicit in shoring up the power of Mohammed bin Salman. We had a responsibility.
Is it your calculation, is it your sense that Riyadh is most concerned by the remarks of President Trump sending Mike Pompeo to Saudi Arabia, or will it be the economic factor, people pulling out of business conferences and so on?
You know, that's a really intelligent question, but I think the deeper fear for Saudi Arabia is any kind of rift with the United States, which would empower only Iran and Qatar. And I'm even intrigued to hear that King Salman did actually telephone Ankara and emphasize to President Erdogan the very important Saudi-Turkey relationship.
That's Kanta Ahmed. Her views on those reports that Saudi Arabia might be on the point of admitting a role in the death of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That hasn't been confirmed, of course. Do want to give you just one news line coming in. AFP is reporting that a team of Turkish police investigators and prosecutors has left the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where Mr. Khashoggi allegedly disappeared, after an 8-hour nighttime search.